Wrecking Ball is the name of the song. It's Liv Warfield is here. That's from America's Got Talent, where you earned is the right word, the golden buzzer. Did you ever think that that would happen, Liv?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I had so many different expectations of going into the show. Expectations meaning I just wanted to have fun. Like, I wasn't expecting that, really. It was like a shock. It was a wave when that happened.
And you had like 300 people back you up on saxophone.
Yeah, I did have a huge horn section. I had my band there, which I've been playing with them for years. But that was crazy. Like, the energy of that and how fast it went, it was crazy.
It was.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Simon somebody or another? He had some things to actually say about you.
We say this, like, life is for living. Why not take a chance? Why? And when he hit that, all those things are running through my head.
I just thought, wow, this is like, you sometimes have these returning artists who've had tons of hits come on the show. She was like one of those artists. So I'm really praying that this will make a difference. I think it will, actually.
He loved you.
Oh. Wow, that's the first time I'm hearing
really?
That. Honestly, yes.
Wow, you know, and you have had a career. I mean,
yes.
People in the industry know. For example, you had an association with this performer. His name is Prince. Somebody,
yeah, yeah. yes, and
many other. Ann Wilson, you worked with very closely.
Nancy Wilson.
Wrong Wilson. Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Is there an Ann Wilson?
Yeah. Baby, you better believe it.
Okay. One Wilson, another Wilson, it's all the same. And many other people. I mean, you've been on, I mentioned earlier, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yes.
If your name is Jimmy, you have Liv Warfield on as a guest, apparently.
Bless.
Yeah. Yet, not everybody knows you.
Mm-hmm.
And to see you perform... Mm. Go get the CDs. I have. You can check my phone. They're there. I even run with your music on occasion.
Okay, thank you.
I really do. But
when
they see you in person, you are one of those performers, something else.
Bless. Well, thank you.
Talk about the difference when you're in a studio as opposed to where you will be on June 25th at Teatro Zanzani in an intimate space.
Yes. Well, it's a different thing. Like, in the studio, I think for me, it's two different headspaces. I feel a little bit restricted, kind of controlled. And in a live setting, when there's energy, when there's people, for me...
Do you work off the energy of the audience?
I do. And I feel like there's this... I can be a little bit more free. It's the energy, really. It's... I'm not afraid to kind of let go. It's like, I definitely feel the frequency of the people in the building. I think that's really where I'm really most me is live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Live, for sure.
Yeah. And it's like, for people who haven't seen you, I don't even know. Yes, there's clearly rock and roll, clearly R&B music, clearly in energy. You know, I happened to, with my wife, we went to the United Center to see, because we thought, almost we needed to. Well, we could. We saw Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, you know the one, and Stephanie Mills all together.
Oh my God.
And when Chaka came on stage, and it's not only because of the hair, it's because it's, you know, similar.
Yes.
But it made me think of you in some ways.
Oh, wow.
But it's like hard to say. It's like also Earth, Wind, and Fire if they were one woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I mean, it's hard to put it all.
I think...
You're you.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing you can say.
Thank you. But I also have been I'm very much inspired and influenced by your Chaka Khans and like your Etta James, Mavis Staples, who's playing tonight. Oh my God. Earth, Wind, and Fire, big horn sections.
So I mentioned the right people.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just inspired by all of them. But I also feel like... How can I invoke that energy and that behavior through me?
You do.
You know, so thank you. So I try. I try.
No, you totally do.
And I leave a sweaty mess because I definitely put it out there
because
it's high energy.
I know one of your fans was actually instrumental in beginning the career of none of the people you mentioned. Do you know who Al Jolson was?
Al Jolson.
Yeah, Paul Lisnick. help begin, you know, Paul, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. I know Paul, so,
yeah,
yes.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, look up Al Jolson. He performed in the 1890s.
Okay.
And he began the career for Al Jolson. Paul did.
Okay.
Because he goes back that far.
Okay. Looks like...
And while she figures that out,
yes.
We're going to be right back
Paul.
Here with Liv
we love
Warfield.
You.
Well, someone's got to. Liv Warfield on WGN. Man, the power in your voice, you know? That's why it's so hard to define, because you hear the soul and the rock and roll and influences like, I mentioned it just slid by it, but we shouldn't slide by it. Mm. I mean, when someone works with Prince, I've got to ask, what was that like?
Absolutely life-changing in so many ways.
But what was he like?
Funny. I say that first because he was always playing jokes on us.
like practical jokes?
Practical jokes. But his creative mind, that's the thing. Like, it was music 24/7. And that's what I miss so much about his energy. His energy is always, for me, around, like, all the time. But it's just the music, the musicality, like anything, anywhere. He's always inspired. Doing those after shows till 3 or 4 in the morning. And those who know, know. It was just something to that energy about being creative like that and playing. And not just only as a musician, as an actor, as a businessman, as a, like, all the things. Like, he had so much knowledge, just a wealth of it walking around.
You know, who was it that just got her own song? Taylor Swift. Just finally, you know, said, oh, I'm celebrating. My songs are mine, you know?
That's right.
Which you wouldn't think, what? I mean, we don't know those things that go on. Was Prince actually a really good businessman?
Absolutely. I think to people who would maybe possibly get upset at some of the ways that he was so innovative about getting your rights back to your music or challenging some of the companies and stuff like that as artists should be represented. I think that's a thing for me that I was like, oh, okay, you went against the grain. That's okay. Some people didn't like it, but that's all right. You made people think. You made people challenge it. You made people understand who the artist is, you know. Up front, here's our art, here's our work, pay us for it, honor us for it. I think that's one of the
was
things that
Prince
I
Prince one of the first to say that?
I think many artists have said it before him, but he was very vocal about his.
And he was also Prince.
There you go.
So you have a lot more ammunition or ability to make changes.
You can make changes for him to not even, you don't even have to say your name, you can use a symbol. You know what I mean?
What was that all about, by the way?
Ownership.
Really?
Yes. Like, yeah, you feel like you could take my name, but here's the symbol enough to know. Like, here's the call, you know? And I can still do my music. I can still play my music. You don't own me that way. And I feel like that's what's really so powerful about it. You know, now and thinking about here we are in 2025, how the industry's changed so much, like how powerful that was back then. You know, so it's times have changed, but I definitely love the fact that his energy like that's still surfacing in my mind.
When someone comes to you and they say, and by the way, your music is available wherever, friends, you get your music, Liv, yeah. L-I-V, Warfield.
Yes.
But if someone comes to you and says, oh, I'd like to produce another album or here's a song that I'd like,
yes.
You know, do you think, okay, what would Prince do?
Yeah, I do actually think about that. I can't think of any way that he would. He wants, of course, the ownership of the music, but I also feel like he was so much for artists, though, too. So I can't really answer that. It just really depends on the love and what kind of respect he had for business is business. We know, but I can't really answer that in that way. I just know that, hey, if it's his music, he's going to take ownership of it. But if it's an artist who he supports, I don't really know. Maybe he would be helping. I mean, like, he helped me.
Yeah. Yeah. How so?
I mean, a lot.
How so?
He helped executive produce my album, The Unexpected. He didn't have to, but he supported us. You know, any new artist that he loved and influenced, and he was always there to, like, support us when people weren't really quite seeing us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and what was it about you that he saw in you? Do you know?
I think that he saw the hunger, the passion, also my vulnerability, also my naivete sometimes about the music business. And I think
wanted to protect you,
maybe.
Yeah,
but I also felt that it was kind of like, okay, go bird.
Well, I would also suggest he heard your voice, which is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, incredibly good. So, Teatro Zenzani.
Yes, yes, yes.
Talk about that. Where is it? What is that for people who don't know?
Okay, so Teatro Zenzani is on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel. Now, listen, it is chaos, the most beautiful chaos. It's comedy. But it's also these amazing, celebrating these amazing Cirque acts, okay? All the way from aerial artists to, like, now we have a hair suspension aerialist.
A what?
Hair suspension. She's fabulous. Her name's Danila Beam.
Does she hang from the balcony of, what was the, in Fairy Tales, what was her name that did that with the long hair?
I don't
it
know.
It wasn't Goldilocks. Someone will text them.
I don't know. But she does have long hair.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel,
is that her name?
No, it's Danila is her name, though.
Same thing.
Yes. And she's from Brazil. And uh-huh. We also have another artist from Brazil. He's a straps artist, too. And then we also have Chicago's own Duo Rose. They're a trapeze act. They're a couple.
And do you have a new producer for the show?
Doily.
No, go ahead.
Doily, who was produced, not was, but she produced this new show. She was actually in our last show.
Uh-huh.
But now we have Ben de la Creme from RuPaul's Drag Race, who's now in the show.
I just wanted you to say those names. That's all I was. Doily and
Ben de la Creme.
Ben de la Creme.
Yes, from RuPaul's Drag Race. Yes, she is amazing. And we have so much fun. And we have an extraordinary hoops artist from Ukraine. Like, I just love the energy in that space, in that place. So it's dinner, it's chaos, it's comedy, it's all the best things.
Well, and there's another kind of really good singer on the show.
Well, I get to perform in
it. He's amazing, too. I mean, these are performers that one day, and you have played concert halls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has, too.
Yes.
Together, I would love to see you guys because you are so good together.
Yes, Cuneo, my baby. Yes.
So, Cuneo is in the show as well, who hits notes that if you're wearing glasses, maybe take them off.
Yeah.
Because he may crack the glass.
Cuneo's voice is extraordinary. And Cuneo was in the last show that we did together. And hopefully we'll be able to do some stuff moving forward with a show they'd have messed around and gave me the keys to do something. And they're every last Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So on June 25th.
Yes.
It is one night only.
Yeah.
Once a month for Liv Warfield. What will you be doing?
Now, this is like my third time doing it. And it's an experience, seriously. Like, I get to bring some of my band. I get to be as creative and as imaginative as possible. So this one is going to be dedicated to my brother Prince. It is the month of June. His birthday was yesterday.
You'll be singing Prince music.
I'll be doing Prince music all night. Done in a way that I feel like I want to honor him. Also with his, with some of the members of NPG, or they'll be coming in from Minneapolis performing.
Explain
with me.
What that is. So
New Power Generation,
which is
Prince's band. Some of Prince's, he's had the Revolution, but New Power Generation with, Tommy Barbarella, Mike Scott, Rick of Mint Condition and Brandon Commodore of Mint Condition. They're all from Minneapolis. And then I've got couple other surprises that I just want people to be there to experience it, because it is an experience. It's trust me, just expect the unexpected, no pun intended, but truly it's, you want to be there. You want to be there at that place. June 25th. It's a Wednesday night and we like to party.
And it includes dinner, either the Teatro Zenzani show that you regularly do.
Yes, includes dinner.
Yeah, and this special event as well?
This, you'll have some food, but mostly we like
drinks.
To have some libations, honey.
Mostly.
We like to cheers it up, have a good time, and just to celebrate purple energy, purple frequency all night. And it's something, like you said, like something I think about with him musically for me that I keep. It's about the people, right? Please leave the outside. When we come in this building, we're one, you know. And so that's what I want people to leave with: the energy, with the funk, with the soul and the jazz and much more, baby.
Do you have to wear purple?
Maybe.
Are you going to be wearing purple?
Yeah, of course.
What is it about purple? Do you have any idea? Beside the rain?
I think purple is royalty in its best way. It's red and blue. What does it make? It's purple. It's united. It's everything. You know, I think that for him, that it just represents the unity of his music. You know, it's like, it's so funny, even when you say the word purple, like, people understand and they know, like, they immediately associate, like, Prince. Like, even that, you got the simple, you, excuse me, you got a symbol, you got color, you got, it's just, man, the energy of what he represented and what he still represents is so magnetic and powerful. And I just want to be able to represent that, because I'm just, basically, I'm really thankful for what he did for me, you know, really I am. So
you gonna sing Purple Rain?
No, I will not touch that. I'm not touching that.
I had to ask.
No. I mean, maybe one day. I just don't feel. No. I don't. There's something sacred to that to me.
That's why.
Yeah it is. You know, I don't know. It's beautiful. I wouldn't say I would never do it, but there has to be a strong pull for me to actually, like, really, really, really do it, but really do it right. Like, an orchestra would be amazing. Something like that. Like, I don't know. I have to have a pull for that.
Tell us again where Teatro Zanzani, and you will be, yes. Where you are every night at Teatro Zanzani.
Yes, I'm there every night.
Every night, but yes. Also on June 25th for your special show.
Yes, it is June 25th. It's on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel. Now, this is called Club Zanzani. It's Club Zanzani. They're also doing other events also with my brother Frank Ferrante, Groucho,
yeah, he's doing
June 11th.
Groucho show. Yes. I love him.
Yes, I do too.
I'm definitely going to be there for that.
Yes.
I don't smoke cigars, but maybe for that
Frank.
Night only.
That's right. Yes. And so Club Zanzani is doing a lot of events now. And Teatro Zanzani, like I said, is on the 14th floor of the Cambria Hotel. We are there three nights a week. Whether it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but come see us. The energy, all the acts, you're like 10 feet away from the most extraordinary thing you've ever seen in your life with the most amazing band. Just, we have a good time in there.
Oh, yeah, you bring in the best musicians. And by the way, it's a good thing, same thing, that you're on the 14th floor and not on the top floor, because again, they know. You will blow the roof off.
We have a good time.
Liv Warfield, thank you so much.
No, thank you.